Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Stefan.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I recently saw people saying that LSAC converts to a 4.3 GPA rather than a 4.0 as the highest. After looking at their website, I saw that they do have a 4.3 weight for A-plus grades. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something, but does that mean that you can get over a 4.0 for your law school application? If this is the case, should I ask my school to report A-pluses on my transcript because they only go up to A's by default? I'm currently at a 4.0 GPA, but I am now worried that I will be at a disadvantage when compared to applicants whose schools offer A-pluses. For context, the majority of grades I have received are in the A-plus range, so it would significantly increase my GPA from a 4.0. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this. So I'm glad you wrote in, Stefan. Stefan, this is an issue that we had addressed before, and we had come to the conclusion that LSAC caps GPA at 4.0. But after you sent in this email, we did some more digging. We even found someone on our very own staff who got an LSAC GPA of 4.28. Yeah. So yes, they don't cap it at 4.0. They cap it at 4.33, which means
somewhere we had gotten bad information. And it sounds like we might have gotten the bad information in the first place from a conversation with an LSAC rep who was misinformed.
Yep.
But we have factual confirmation now that it is possible to have an LSAC GPA of above 4.0. What do you do about it if you're Stefan?
I would say yes. Ask your school. Say, hey, I got these A pluses. It's going to make a difference. Can you please add them to my transcript? They're probably going to say no, but it's in their interest to help their students. Yeah. So hopefully
it depends on how big your school is, right? Because like if you're at some giant university, then you have to start thinking about the implications, not just for law school admissions, but there's implications for all graduate school admissions, med school, business school, all that. There's like other reasons why they might, you know, this they could have been debating this since the last century, right? Whether they were going to put pluses on transcripts or not. So yes, there is an incentive for them to do this for you because it raises your value in the law school admissions marketplace.
Yep. And probably other places as well.
There could be lots of reasons why they don't want to do it.
It's so much easier for them to say no, right? Yeah. Institutional.
We don't do that because
inertia.
We don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. But ask ChatGPT to write you a letter arguing for this, this exception. You could even ask for an exception in your case. Maybe that would make it easier for them to say yes, and then edit that letter that it drafts and send it off to them. Can't hurt. Not going
to
hurt.
It does sound to me like if they print the plus on your transcript, you know, electronically, if it says plus on that transcript, then yeah, LSAC is going to give you 4.3 for that, even if the school itself only weights A pluses at 4.0s.
Yeah.
So sure. Yeah. Go ahead and ask. Let us know, Stefan, if you get it through, if they do this for you and if it actually is impact, it does get reflected in your LSAC GPA. We would love to know about it.
Yeah.
Might be one of the only times we were ever able to raise someone's LSAC GPA.
Yeah.
We can raise your LSAT score. That's the thing we do. So send this email, maybe have ChatGPT write it for you. That's fine. And then get back to the actual thing that you can definitely do something about, which is improve your LSAT as much as you can.
Yeah.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.